Principal Lynn Kopic joins us for the spotlight. And I know last weekend weather was okay, wasn't it, for prom?
It was, good. Definitely. Better than the weekend before, for sure.
And things went well?
Yes, they did. And that's kind of where I wanted to start this morning. Just a big thank you to everyone who helped organize prom last Saturday. I wanted to thank Dana Seibert, our junior class sponsor for prom, and then our junior class and the junior parents for organizing the dance and dinner, and then a thank you to the senior parents for organizing a fun after prom, and especially to all the local businesses who donated money and prizes for after prom. I think the kids had a great time, and it's definitely appreciated.
Well, good, and a lot of work goes into that, as you alluded to, no doubt about it. So, speaking of work, you have some students working at State in both music and FFA.
Yes, we've had some great results here. Also on Saturday, our students participated in the State Music Contest, and I'd like to congratulate the following students for their hard work and dedication. Renee Reed, she received superior ratings for her flute, piano, piccolo, and vocal solos, and also Ian Anderson for his vocal solo, and Pete Limbert for his baritone solo. And then Grace Olson, Christian Rosado, and Sage Wagner also received excellent ratings for their vocal solos. And then finally, Renee Reed received Best of Center for both her piano and flute solos. So again, congratulations to these students. And then our FFA students also had a great week at State Convention in Ames. A special thanks to Rick Johnson and Kim Sievers for all their help in supporting our students and also their instructor, Mrs. Neeland. The results were the marketing plan was first place proposal or project proposal and reserve champions, and that consisted of Brittany Linke, Sydney Tauber, and Dakota Richter. Then Cody Voss placed in the top six with his supervised agriculture experience in the Stars Over Iowa competition. Our Experience the Action team received a bronze, and that included Carly Clark, Madison Belcher, Tyler Mandernack, Anna Tiefenthaler, Megan Carlson, Gabe Sievers, Garrett Meyer, and Cami Clark. Paige Roberts received a silver for the FFA Creed. AJ Chase and Kylie Robinson were voting delegates. Tyler Mandernack played in the FFA band. Ian Anderson sang the national anthem in front of over 6,000 people. Our chosen poultry team was Paige Roberts, Beth Greenfield, Becca Mandernack, and Megan Morenz. And then our chapter exhibit received a bronze, and that included Grace Jesse, Beth Greenfield, and Paige Roberts. So congratulations to all of these students.
Yeah, it's so great here on the spotlight to recognize some accomplishments. And it's also something you were telling me that you plan on doing here in the near future.
Yes, it's kind of the end of the school year, and so a great time to do some recognition. So we will be celebrating our fine arts students on Sunday, May 6th at the Fine Arts Gala. I encourage all of our parents and community members to come enjoy the annual Fine Arts Awards presentations, the middle school and high school art show, special student performances, and refreshments. Free will donations and proceeds from a silent auctioned handmade centerpieces and a photo booth will go directly to support the arts at Newell Fonda. So we hope you're able to come join us at this red carpet event. Social hour begins at 2:45 and the ceremony starts at 3:15. And then also our awards day will be on Monday, May 7th at 8:30 a.m., where we will be celebrating a variety of student accomplishments from academic awards, scholarships, fine arts, and athletic achievements. And then we also have our high school music concert on Monday, April 30th, if anyone would like to enjoy a night of music starting at 7. And then finally, the weather is actually cooperating with us, so we've been enjoying some track and golf meets finally, and believe it or not, baseball starts Monday the 30th, and softball will start on the 7th. So
awesome.
Definitely some busy days ahead.
No doubt about it, always is, and always a great job sharing the information, Lynn. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And that wraps it up. Brought to you every other week by DFS and First Community Banks, the Newell Fonda Spotlight right here on Mix 101.7.